Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we hear from the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Eidelson. Jeff, you're out here in San Francisco. You almost had to... one of those situations a few days ago with Madison Bumgarner where you might have had to be out here earlier than this to collect some artifacts. Looked like he was going to throw a perfect game, but he came close and didn't. But when that happens, what happens with the Hall of Fame, and what do you guys try to collect?
Well, guys like Madison have been so generous to the museum over the years that it's not really a concern about not getting something. Definitely get a game ball. We have a ball from every no-hitter since we opened in 39. And then probably ask him for a cap or jersey. But he's already represented in Cooperstown, especially with his MVP performance in the World Series.
Yeah, the Giants are well represented, winning the World Series last year. What do you guys do special for a team that wins a series?
Well, we have an exhibit that's up for a year with a lot of the artifacts from the World Series. So Madison's front and center in that exhibit. Boch, we had to get in there after his success over three World Series titles, and really giving fans a chance to see what were the stories that happened in the World Series, what mattered, and making sure those memories live forever.
What's new at the Hall of Fame? You had the inductions this past summer, and that was a special one. I mean, to have four players like that go in, Pedro and Randy Johnson, John Smoltz and Craig Biggio, those are special players.
They really are. I mean, it's a great class. You get three guys with nine Cy Youngs and each with more than 3,000 punch-outs, and then, oh, by the way, a 3,000-hit guy. Pretty solid induction class. And, you couple that with what we're doing in the museum, we're opening up a brand-new portion of our timeline, the most recent 50 years of baseball history. Got a national touring exhibition kicking off next summer. So there's a lot of great things happening in Cooperstown and on the road with the Hall of Fame.
How different is it when you have an induction that has four players like that as opposed to maybe where you only have one? From year to year, you don't know how many players are going to be inducted.
No, you don't, Joe. And every class has its own look and feel. And, you look at 2007, we only had two guys go in, Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn. They drew 82,000 to our town of 1,800. This year we had 45,000. The last 2 years combined almost 100,000. So it means a great deal to the town of Cooperstown when you have a robust induction class, but more importantly, that there are players who connected with the fans.
What changes do you foresee as far as the voting process? I know there have been some tweaks to it in recent years. Do you see that happening again where, just take a look at it and kind of decide what to do with it?
Well, we think the process has worked really well, Joe, over the years, so tweaking is all we've really had to do. And the writers have done a great job of discerning their votes and making sure that those who belong in are there. And, we trimmed it from 15 to 10 years for the maximum stay on the ballot a couple of years ago. That's because nobody was getting in after 10. I think three guys had gotten in over 40 years after 10 years, so why not get them to a Veterans Committee process earlier? And then we shrunk the electorate a little bit this past summer by removing guys who are long removed from covering the game. So we feel like there's a peer-to-peer review. We feel that it's fair and that the guys that are there belong.
Yeah, it really makes sense, too, because, if somebody's not covering the game anymore, and it's been a long, long time, kind of hard for them to make the right judgment, right?
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but, we want to eliminate any perception that might be a problem, so that's why we did it.
We'll have more with Jeff Eidelson, the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Now, as far as the steroids era is concerned, it's tough on the writers. They're looking at players. They put up these big numbers. Now, how difficult is that for everybody trying to figure out, does this guy belong? Does he not belong? You've got, the character clause in there, the integrity of the game that really kind of stands out when you're thinking about voting.
Well, the beauty of the election is that, first of all, a guy's got to be retired 5 years. So the perspective of time shouldn't be lost. And the fact that you can be on a ballot up to 10 years serves it well, too. So in this era of uncertainty, the writers have really reflected how society feels in general. I don't think that the writers are doing anything different than society feels, which is uncertainty one way or the other. But, at the end of the day, when the guy's been out five and has 10 years, that's a 15-year window. And those who the writers feel belong will be there.
We'll continue the conversation with Jeff Eidelson, the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel, and for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes, scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need. Hall of Famers, what do you notice about the camaraderie they have amongst themselves, the way they, react when they are at Cooper Center, the Hall of Fame, for the inductions? I've noticed from covering it before that it's really special to them to be there and to see the new ones that are coming in.
What you realize, Joe, and it's uncanny because you'd think it'd be a room full of egos, but what I've learned is there's a fine line between arrogance and confidence, and these guys exude confidence, and what that shows you is that when they're together, there's no egos, there's no one who feels like they're bigger than another guy, and 53 of them were in Cooperstown this past summer, which means they love being there and being together and interacting with the fans.
And there's some players that really enjoy even helping out. I know Ozzie Smith every year does a little clinic over there. I mean, that must be fun for you guys to have players like that that really want to give back to the game.
Well, he's Ozzie's an exceptional individual, Joe. I mean, most of these guys are to get to that level, but Ozzie's a guy who really believes in giving back and in education. And what he does is a small clinic on Friday morning of induction weekend. We had Greg Maddux and Andre Dawson with him this year. And basically, he's raised almost $200,000 for our education programs, and a testament to Ozzie and that the fans love him still many years after playing.
Before I let you go, it's really amazing what Willie Mays did for the game of baseball. You know, he's still around. We love having him here in San Francisco when we get to see him at the ballpark. How about at the Hall of Fame? I mean, just thinking about his career, the numbers that he put up, the excitement that he generated, what kind of special mementos are there as far as Willie Mays is concerned?
Well, Willie was very generous when he played. We have a bat from his five. He had a five home run doubleheader at the Polo Grounds. We have the glove he used for the catch off of Vic Wertz, and a number of other items from Willie. And he's a special player, special guy. And when he comes to Cooperstown, still, the other players have such a reverence for him and respect that he never diminishes in stature.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Have fun in San Francisco.
Always do, Joe. Thank you.
That's Jeff Idelson, the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll be back with you again on Monday. We're going to chat with the vice president of ticket sales for the San Francisco Giants, Jeff Tucker. So don't miss the podcast on Monday. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.